President Trump's temporary ban on immigration from the Middle East is drawing comparisons to a move that Jimmy Carter made back in the spring of 1980. President Carter put strict rules on Iranian immigration during the hostage crisis, and WABE's Johnny Kaufman takes a look back.
When Carter announced his order at the White House, the hostages had been held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran for months. It was on the news every night. Carter ordered Iranian diplomats leave the country, imposed economic sanctions, and blocked Iranian citizens from getting visas, except for compelling and proven humanitarian reasons.
The steps I have ordered today are those that are necessary now.
After Carter's order, Iranians were turned away from foreign airports, according to news reports at the time. And in some ways, Carter's order was harsher than Trump's. Iranian students were required to report to immigration offices. Thousands were ordered to leave because their visas were outdated. And Michael Gunter says Iranians in the U.S. were hurt. He's a professor at Tennessee Tech who studies U.S. Middle East relations.
Certainly the Iranian students didn't want to be thrown out of the United States. Their whole career was put on hold or even thrown into the garbage can, because would they ever be allowed to come back?
Gunter says restricting immigration and sending people back home was one of only a few ways Carter could put pressure on Iran.
Hopefully it would make Iran reconsider what it was doing and release the hostages.
Gunter says he doesn't see much to compare between the two presidents' orders on immigration. He says the biggest difference? Carter had almost unanimous support from Americans. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.